Hello and welcome to another episode of Cryptids, Folklore or More, where we talk about whether cryptids are purely folklore or more. This is a collab episode with the Paranormal Curator. Tom from the podcast The Paranormal Curator decided to give us some of his insights on today's cryptid, which certainly has a bit of a paranormal vibe. We're going to be talking about the Fresno Nightcrawler, and please make sure to check out his podcast as well. Here we go.
Welcome back to The Paranormal Curator. Remember to like and share the podcast. That's how we get more fascinating stories. And maybe most importantly, now it's the season of giving and sharing. Share this with your friends. Let people know about our show. Tonight is another special engagement. We are doing a collaboration with the good folks from Cryptid. I'm going to get this right. I say it wrong every single time, so I'm going to got it right. Say it again. Tonight's a really special collaboration again with the good folks from Cryptids, Folklore or More. So tonight we have Dominic and Megan. Dominic, Megan, thanks a lot for being back.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. I figured this topic would be kind of up your alley since you're the paranormal curator.
Oh, 100%. And you guys are the best. So Dominic brought up the idea, or maybe it was Megan. Together they brought up the idea of chatting about the Fresno Nightcrawler. If you're not aware of this video, I will, of course, link it in the show notes. But Dominic, tell us a little bit about the Fresno Nightcrawler.
Well, it's certainly a very interesting looking cryptid. It's a pretty modern cryptid. Its first sighting dates back to 2007 in California. Its design is certainly very bizarre. Megan, did you want to describe it?
It is very bizarre. And I actually remember seeing the video when I got into the paranormal industry. And I saw it and I was like, this is interesting seeing like... It's basically like wrapped in drapes and it's just a pair of legs, no torso, no arms, no head, nothing. It's just a pair of legs and it's just all white. So it's interesting to see a creature like that.
And like a walking pair of pants.
And not just a pair of pants. All I could think of when I first saw it was like a 1989 MC Hammer video. Like baggy pants, like doing a dance. But anyway, go ahead, please.
Yes, yeah, so the first sighting, it dates back to 2007 in Fresno, California. It comes from a guy called Jose's home security footage. He decided to install a security camera, and one night across his lawn, he caught this bizarre-looking cryptid that looks like a walking pair of pants strutting across his lawn. And, I mean, the detail in the video is pretty low. It's pretty blurry. It's like an old worn out VHS tape, or at least that's what it looks like. So you can't really make out detail, but it just looks like a white pair of pants walking across his lawn.
It's plenty weird. There's no question about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is weird, especially because I saw it in the video when it first came out, and I'm like, what is this? I thought it was so strange seeing a creature like that. I'm like, what is this?
And whereas it's not a high-resolution video, it's a pretty clear video.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely make out the shape, its movements, the way it's moving, its speed.
So my first thought when we say cryptid, by definition, something of this world, perhaps, I guess could be interdimensional, but still. Biologically, most animals are built the way they are for some advantage in nature.
Yes.
So my thought was, what in the hell would the advantage in nature being a pair of baggy trousers? I mean, what would cause this thing to be this way? And I can't come up with an answer for that.
Yeah, just thinking about the kind of area Fresno, California is, I can't think of much of a purpose for that design. I can't even clearly make out, does it have a mouth? How does it eat? Does it have eyes? How does it see? Like, you can't really make any of that out on it.
Those are good questions, because it has nothing, like no head, nothing. So you don't know what it does.
Right. You know, so maybe that leads to the idea. And I know, you know, we had this on our notes, like, you know, extraterrestrial. Then, you know, all the rules of, like, you know, global Earth biology could go out the window. I get that. What do you think there?
I think it's possible it could be extraterrestrial because it's not a cryptid that has had like mass widespread sightings, like something like Bigfoot or the Loch Ness monsters. It seems to only be relegated to just a handful of sightings throughout the last like 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely rare.
It is rare footage.
And I think there's one other piece, and it's nowhere near as good a video, and it was supposed to be from the area of like Yosemite National Park on like a park road. There's a little, you know, again, it's nowhere near the quality, but it's been suggested that it may be the same thing. But that one is really, really, really speculative.
It is. It's a lot of detail, the Yosemite one. And it's in a different angle also compared to the Fresno. So it has that different kind of aspect of seeing the creatures at two different angles.
The Yosemite video is actually the one that I originally saw. I actually thought that was the original video until doing research for this case and finding out that there was another one. Mm-hmm. I think the Yosemite one is definitely creepier, though, because they're moving about a lot slower. And I always thought they kind of looked ghost-like in that video, almost like transparent.
Well, you know, that brings up a great point that it's not uncommon to get reports of ghost stories of someone saying they just saw a ghost from the waist up, or sometimes they just see the lower part of a torso. So, you know, here we're kind of jokingly say it looks like a pair of pants, but, you know, there have been ghost stories that talk about only seeing the bottom half of something. So, you know, maybe that's a possibility, but, you know, if it is, it's a very cartoonish way of moving around.
It is very cartoonish. Definitely. And I heard about stories about paranormal of seeing just the torso. So it could be possible.
Yeah.
I do think that in the original video, the one taken by Jose, you can clearly, it does kind of look like a piece of fabric because you see like fluttering of something like as it's moving about. It does look like someone could be wearing a sheet in that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know that this was even covered by a now defunct paranormal TV show, Fact or Fate. Actually, it was one of my favorite shows. I enjoyed the heck out of that show when it was on. But what conclusion did they come to?
According to them, they were not able to recreate the way that it's seen in the video.
No, they haven't. And first they interviewed Jose. And when they arrived at his property and interviewing him, he was a little like standoffish with this, and they could tell he was telling the truth when he was describing the creature, like, oh, he heard dogs barking, and all of a sudden when he saw his security camera, he saw the creatures. And what happened was he didn't see the gate open or anything, so that was strange on that part.
Yeah, and I also think that there's so many ways that someone can make something like this, though. I mean, perhaps the fact or faked people didn't land on that specific way that it was created. I'm a bit more in the skeptical camp, I would say, on this cryptid.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and the people at Fact or Faked were always very good about saying that just because they couldn't recreate it didn't mean it was, you know, this or that. It was just that they didn't find a way to recreate it. For those of you that aren't familiar with this show, one of them was like a former FBI agent, and one of them was a special effects TV special effects person, and I forget what the third one did, but they all have, I guess, photography. They all had a specialty.
Yes.
In, you know, being able to theoretically figure these kinds of things out. And in other episodes, they were very successful in replicating things that had been seen. So, you know, just that they weren't able to replicate it, probably, you know, that I don't know where that leaves us. That leaves us that this particular three people, like you said, couldn't figure it out. It's still, to me, and I agree with you, Dominic, I lean toward somebody's art project or puppeteering of a high quality, because again, it's hard to figure out.
It is hard to figure out. But they did prove like experiments. They have one about a pulley system and putting like a mannequin on it and seeing if they could recreate that whimsical kind of look of what the creature had, and they couldn't because it was all stiff. And they used a kid in that another experiment too, and he was walking in the frame and just looked like a kid.
You know, and I think when I look at it, I see those videos of the robotic dogs, and it to me the walking is similar, but this is way before that kind of stuff was around or certainly available to, you know, Joe Schmo and his security camera, you know, so I don't think it's anything like that. But I did notice that you guys mentioned there was actually some sightings in another country.
Yes, there was a sighting in Poland, had the same experience with the Jose footage, just like a walking pair of pants with the drapes hanging off of them and just walking like a graceful walk with no head, nothing.
Are there legends anywhere that support this or kind of cover it in any way?
Well, we did see about a Native American legend, a stick walker legend. And basically, it's a legend that what it sounds like, it's like stick Indian. They're basically like spirits that guide people into the forest.
Okay.
And Native Americans use those stories to not let kids go further into the forest. They're described as tall and thin, with long arms, legs, and a hunched posture with pale skin and glowing eyes.
Yeah, well, and there's also only been like a handful of sightings. So in addition to that one in Poland, there was, you know, the one in Yosemite we talked about. And I did read that there was also one in Montana in 2020, but that was about it.
Well, yeah, and that brings back a point, you know, when anything is this rare or this seldom seen. So I think there goes two different directions there. When stuff is seen all the time, I tend to lean toward kind of a mass hysteria kind of thing. But when it's so rarely seen, what do you make of that?
In my opinion, I tend to be kind of the opposite. I think the cryptids that have a lot of sightings and like consistency between sightings, I would say, are more worthy of exploring versus something like this, which is almost more like almost a single use cryptid. I mean, there's like five cases. Yeah. But I feel like that makes it more likely to be a hoax.
Yeah,
especially especially because there haven't really been other sightings in Fresno, California, specifically of something like this since then.
Right. You know, maybe nobody else could duplicate it either.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
It's a fun piece of video, and I'll tell you what, I'm a huge fan on Etsy of all the little Fresno Nightcrawler stuffies and stuff that people make. I have to have one, by the way. But, you know, it's just one of those things where I appreciate it for what it is and how unique it is and how just out of left field that it is. But it's those same things to me that leave me believing that it's a hoax.
Yeah. And I also think that I think the original video wouldn't have involved any special effects, but I think the later ones you can definitely say could be using some kind of CGI or fancy editing to edit out the top half of a figure.
Yeah.
Yes. The later ones are more, they say are pranks, but the Jose and the Yosemite footages, they don't know if it was a prank or not. So you can't determine if they are pranks or they're actually extraterrestrial beings.
You know, I think back, and I'm going to pause for just a second, guys. I would like to go on a tangent here, and y'all can absolutely edit this out if y'all want to. So 3, 2, 1. You know, I do want to add one thing about this, and it came to me when they had the Yosemite footage. You know, I'm a former park ranger myself, and this is completely unrelated, but the missing 411 stuff that everybody loves to say, how everybody goes missing in national parks, I'm not going to say that's not possible, but I do want to add something that people never take into account and that I can speak sadly very directly to. that there are many, many people that decide to end their lives in beautiful places like national parks. And, I've been in a case where we've discovered three or four people that have committed suicide in the parks that I worked at. And when that's first announced on the news, it's a missing person. But then when it's later found out that it was through self-harm, there's typically no further news coverage ever put on that. Number one, for the respect of the families. And number two, quite honestly, at that point, it's not really newsworthy. And it leaves a hole where people think that something remarkably mysterious is going on at national parks. And again, not to say it's impossible, but I do want to say that about 80% of those cases sadly have a very, very real world explanation. So that's my national park sidebar here. Take with it as you wish.
Yeah, I've read into some of those cases. And I mean, I know that, I mean, this is also kind of a tangent, but there's like stories of like kids that go missing and then they turn up like miles away. Mm-hmm. And then they can't explain how they got there. Did you ever see anything like that?
Fortunately, we only had one case of a child that went missing and showed up about 9 miles away within minutes. But we sadly had a very good explanation for it. And thankfully, it wasn't terrible, but it was someone actually trying to give him a ride and help him. The child had some disabilities, some communicative problems, and they thought they knew where he was going. And then freaked out and dropped him off. And that led to a lot of strangeness. Like, how could he be 8 miles away in 5 minutes or something like that? But video cameras and things actually kind of answered that question. So I've heard those stories too, and they're remarkable unto themselves.
They are remarkable. I heard about them too, and they're interesting to read about.
Yeah, some people think it's like aliens or cryptids or something.
Are they following the Fresno Nightcrawler?
Yeah, possibly.
Right? That's the yes. The native story, right? That they led people into the forest?
Yes.
Yep.
The spirits, skinwalkers, led them into the forest.
Yeah, that's a good question, Megan. You didn't say, are they leading them into the forest for evil? Or are they, I mean, I would assume so.
Yes, they are technically dangerous, and they will lead you into the forest and basically kill people.
Okay.
If you get into their way. If you try to worship them, then they will respect you.
Okay.
Situation.
You know, there was a part of me that wanted to try and fit in things like Pale Crawler and things like that, but it just, again, it doesn't connect to me. It doesn't fit the images that we see here. You know, the Pale Crawler thing, every time I hear an explanation or an example of that, I always think of Gollum from Lord of the Rings, you know, not a pair of disembodied legs.
Well, that's what stick walkers remind me of Gollum, because they have like scaly kind of like stick kind of like fingers and legs.
Oh.
And they have matted hair and glowing eyes. I'm like, that kind of reminds me of Gollum.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You know, Tolkien took so many of his images from various mythologies around the world. You know, I don't know if he knew about nightcrawlers, but there could be some legend that he took that from as well. What am I missing, guys? Did I forget anything?
I mean, I was just looking up what kind of area Fresno Nightcrawlers, Fresno, California is. And it does say that there are several forests there, including National Forest, Sequoia National Forest. So, mm-hmm. I mean, if they are creatures that try to lure people into the forest, there are forests nearby. So.
Sure. Yeah, I would say, you know, other than the Poland, I think it was the foreign country, you know, they are kind of a West Coast kind of phenomena.
Yeah, it would seem that way. I mean, there was the one in Montana.
Well, true, yeah. But that's, you know, I don't know. I'm not big, you know, I say all the time on my show that I'm not here to prove or disprove anything. I'm here to collect good stories. But to me, if they're, and I hate to say obviously, because I can't explain it, I can't do it, but I don't leave with a positive sense that this is anything otherworldly, you know? So, whereas I don't spend a lot of time trying to debunk stuff, I don't think I would classify as this is something that I would pursue any farther than just a novelty. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, I agree. I was the same way. I'm not sure if you felt that way, Megan.
I agree too. I feel like, because it's hard to say with this case, with this sighting case and the creature case, because it's hard to say if it's prank or just extraterrestrial, especially the factor of fake of what they experience about debunking the creature, and they're trying to use the pulley system and a kid in the frame, and they couldn't match the footage. But when they try to investigate everything, their camera malfunctioned, their walkies malfunctioned, and they heard whistling and strange noises, and they saw figures in the thermal camera, which was interesting to see that.
Is that episode online anywhere?
I can't find it. I think it's on Amazon, but it is hard to find.
Okay.
There is a clip on it in YouTube, but that's
okay.
It.
Okay.
The one piece of the story, however, that does have me, I mean, I guess slightly puzzled, is that if it is a hoax, I'm surprised that whoever did it never came out and took credit, because I feel like that would be pretty impressive to take credit for, and like the Mythbusters guys couldn't prove it.
That's a good point, because it's captured the attention of a good part of the population that have seen the video. Maybe it's going to be one of those things like that Loch Ness monster is going to be on a deathbed where they say, no, that was a thing on a piece of wood that I pulled in the lake, you know. Who knows? But, well, I tell you what, anything you want to wrap up with this? Because I think we packed this one in pretty well.
I think the only other explanation, if it's not a hoax, is that it could be aliens, but I don't think it could be any Earth creature. It just doesn't make any sense biologically. I don't understand how it would function.
Yeah. What is the purpose, right?
Yes, and natural characteristics of this creature, it's not like earthly depicted of an animal. It's otherworldly.
Yeah, right. You go to a Sasquatch, you go to this thing, that thing. They're versions of animals that we know for the most part, you know, or they're some hybrid of things that we recognize as a biological creature. This has no parallel unless you're talking. The other thing it might remind me of, and this really isn't pertinent, when you see some of those like super deep sea creatures, the weird little things that float around. Yes. But I mean, obviously this is up on ground, so it wouldn't really have like a sky jellyfish.
Yeah, it's a very different ecosystem. I mean, it's so dark at the bottom of the ocean. They have no purpose for eyes, so they never developed them.
And they're floating, right? You know, so the tendril thing or whatever that looks like legs, you know. So, yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to have to stick to this is one of my favorite all-time puppet shows.
I agree.
Guys, I wish it could be extraterrestrial, but it could be a prank. But we could, see how it is and determine, but
you always have to keep an open mind, right?
Yes.
Yep. So everyone, if you don't know Megan and Dominic's show, Megan and Dominic's show, where do we find your program?
It's called Cryptids, Folklore, or More. And you can find out pretty much any major podcast platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, which is a big one that we get a lot of viewers on, and pretty much anywhere, really.
Awesome. You guys need to tune in and hear it. I really, really enjoyed their exploration of the Pine Barrens looking for the Jersey Devil.
Yes.
So you definitely have to give that one a listen as well.
And we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Tremendous.
And we have pictures of the Pine Barrens on Facebook.
Nice. Creepy looking place.
It is creepy.
Yeah, it's definitely the kind of place you could get lost in.
Yes.
I think Jersey Devil or not, it's kind of a creepy looking place. So yeah, most fun. But so great that you guys live reasonably close where you could get there and actually put boots on the ground, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we plan to do another episode like that in the future.
Awesome. Good job. Well, check out their program, Cryptids, Folklore, or More, on all the major podcatchers, and catch them on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Dominic, Megan, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Tom, for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Remember to like and share the podcast. We'll be back in December for a special holiday episode. Remember that always question, but keep an open mind. I'm Tom Castaños, the Paranormal Curator. And we're out.